I think there's two levels, if I may. I think within the academic field, I would say that for those practicing in the area of international law, in particular international environmental law, they would be very familiar with the UNECE frameworks, the ESPO Convention, as well as the Kyiv Protocol. But if you were looking at the general public, I would say that the concepts of EIA and SEA, not just for Singapore, but possibly also for the region, there's probably a disconnect in terms of awareness and understanding compared to people whose work and business actually involves knowing these things. So I don't know if that answers your question. Nivi, when she presents later this afternoon, will share about a workshop that we held in Singapore, which we had the great fortune of having Taya speak at, where we really wanted to show to many of our key government stakeholders that the value in both your frameworks. It was in the context of nuclear power development that we held this capacity building workshop. But I think it is safe to say, and all I want to say at this point, because Nivi will pick it up, was that it was very well received, and people came away just, I think, completely appreciative of how far along things are in this part of the world, and how far behind we are, and how much we can learn from your region.